From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Sophia Valiente is a South Florida photographer. She grew up in Davie, but for the last 3 years, she's been documenting the history of the Glades region around the southern lip of Lake Okeechobee. Her project is a 2017 Night Arts Challenge winner. Valiente recently told WLRN's Peter Hayden that the idea was born when she came across a set of books by Lawrence E. Will, the self-proclaimed cracker historian of the Glades.
They're incredible because they're written in this cracker dialect. He uses "I reckon" a lot, and he uses "I'm a fixin' for it to tell you." And I began to realize a lot of the people he talked about, these original settlers, the family members, were still there. It's still a big part of the community. The modern day generations of these pioneers, and still that very strong connection that they have to their roots. Some of them, it's almost as if you're speaking with, you know, their great-great-grandparents when you speak to them. And I really admire that, or I take a liking to that quite a bit. You know, and it's such a way of life that's completely different from the rest of South Florida.
In what way?
Well, the industry there is agriculture. There's a tremendous history there that all of South Florida should really understand. That story of pioneers, the original settlers, and preparing the land.
What did you know about the Glades before you had gone out there?
So before I went out, I actually didn't even know the Glades existed. I grew up an hour away in Davie, and I had no idea what the Glades were.
When you envisioned Florida on the map at that time, you were in Davie, and what was above you?
Maybe some farmland and some universities and Disney.
How did you find yourself in the Glades?
I had a friend of mine that was coming out, and he said, "Oh, would you like to come and see this area? Visually, it's a pretty interesting place. You know, it's just like this little pocket that many people don't know about." And I thought, "Oh, perfect. Let me go out and tag along." Taking 27 up north, part of that is actually a protected land. And then you begin to see some sugar cane and these big sugar cane fires that happen and these big smokes. And you're going somewhere completely, completely different. It was like going back in time. You have all these very old buildings from the 30s, and aesthetically it was like something I'd never seen before. But it was still Palm Beach County and still South Florida. And it seemed to me that a lot of what is old Florida was kind of preserved here, and became more and more clear to me that, you know, this is kind of what we came from in South Florida. This is what we were. When you think about the famous Western films, you had the canyons and the desert. Here it's like that same story, but instead of the canyons and deserts, it's the river of grass and the swamp. This area was referred to as kind of a useless area.
Oh, yeah. So, a swamp, yeah.
Yeah. So these are the people that said, let's try it out. Let's see. That's the visionary. And we owe a lot to those people, to the people that came when it was nothing.
What kind of things, Sophia, do you photograph now for this ongoing documentary work?
It's definitely rooted in anthropology. It's actually my life, and then the pictures come later. One of the groups of people that I'm very close to in the area is the Jamaicans in Belgrade. These are people that came to cut the sugar cane by hand, and some of the Jamaicans operate what I call their modern-day juke joints. There'll be certain events like domino tournaments or drinkouts or round robins, and I look a lot at the old photographs that were made in Florida. There was a handful of photographers that came to Belgrade during the Great Depression. There's some photographs that were made in the juke joints. And it's pretty amazing because it's like that same scene in 2018.
So wow.
There's a richness there, you know? Where I live in Belgrade, I live on the same street that Zora Neale Hurston lived in the 1930s. She wrote, "Their eyes are watching God." Every nook and cranny of the Glades has a story. Growing up in the suburbs, all the houses look the same, you know? And there's nothing wrong with that, but it really just clicks to me living in the Glades. They have a saying in the town that is, once you get the mucks stuck in your toes, you stay there.
That was photographer Sophia Valiente speaking with WLRN's Peter Hayden. You can see some of Valiente's photos from the Glades at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.